Hey guys, it's Monica. Happy Friday. Happy Be Free Friday. I hope you've had a wonderful week for those of you that have been on winter break, like we have been. It's been awesome. So I'm sharing with you this week, and I'm sharing with you about being crucified with Christ. So bear with me for just a minute because it may not be exactly what you think. So all growing up, every time I heard about the verses that say, I've been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. And if Jesus saying, if you want to come after me, pick up your cross and deny yourself. And all those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified in the flesh with its passions and desires. And every single time I have heard those verses, it has been more in the framework of discipline and self-control and related to how we eat and how we beat our body into submission, like Paul says, and exercise and how we use our words and the things that we desire that we shouldn't desire. It's all been in that kind of framework. And I have been trying to beat my body into submission. You know, we are nearing spring and summer, and I want the same shorts to fit this year that fit last year. Am I right? But the other day as I was out running, I kind of had this epiphany that crucifying our flesh is not just killing the passions and desires that we have that maybe are sinful or not best for us for a season, but also I think it involves crucifying our expectations of how God is going to work and our interpretations of what God says he's going to do. And I know that we've talked about this a little bit with our Be Free and Fly series a few years ago about the concept of metamorphosis that I've been fleshing out over the last several years. But as I was running, I just kind of realized so often when God says he is going to do something or gives a word or gives a promise, I have an immediate interpretation of what that means, and I have an immediate interpretation of what those expectations are going to be of how he's going to do it. And I think when we talk about crucifying our flesh, we need to begin to think, what are the areas in life and what are the expectations I have that God may not live up to the way that I want him to? And what are the interpretations of the promises he's given me that may not be the definition that he has for me? And those are the things that I believe that we need to crucify. You know, it's very prevalent throughout the entire Bible that no one expects God to work the way that he ends up working. No one expected to get to the sea in the middle of a desert and have it part so that they could cross on dry land. No one expected the long-awaited Messiah to come as a baby to a woman who was a virgin. No one expected Jesus to actually die on the cross and to be buried in a tomb and to sit there for a couple days. No one expected Jesus to rise up on the third day. Abraham expected to kill his son at the top of the mountain. He didn't expect God to provide a ram. The disciples did not expect the counselor that Jesus was sending to be a spirit that did not have a body, but to be the Holy Spirit. And so often, you know, we read through the Bible, it's filled with chapter after chapter of people who expected God to work in a certain way, but only to have those expectations crushed and then exceeded beyond their wildest dreams. And we know that in Isaiah, God says, I don't work the way you work. I don't think the way you think. I think much higher. I think deeper. And that is where we have to start killing those expectations and killing those interpretations of how God says he's going to work. And I just wanted that to be an encouragement to somebody that I know we all either are in or have been in times or are going to be in times where God says he's going to do something, but it's not looking how we thought it was going to look. And those are the times where it's like, okay, I need to crucify my flesh here because I'm expecting God to move in my way and in the way I can conceive of and in the way I can think of. And obviously he's not going to do that. So I need to crucify that in order that I am open-armed and open-handed and willing to see God move in whatever way he so chooses to move. And I know that that's such a hard thing to do, but I think that's exactly where God wants us to live. We have to crucify our interpretations and expectations and be free to simply love and trust God for who he is and not how he's going to work in our life. So this weekend and this next week, as you go about it and as you're praying, just let go of the how of hope and instead cling to the who of hope. Just cling to Jesus and just tell yourself, I am willing to let you work in whatever way you need to work. I have no expectations or interpretations of what that's going to look like, Lord. You have a clean blank slate to do whatever it is that you need to do. I guarantee that that's going to be a prayer that God answers. And if you're anything like me, like my prayers have just turned into, I don't want to see my fingerprints on anything, God. In all of these situations that I'm just still waiting to see you work, I want it to be an evidence of just your fingerprints only and nothing of mine. So let's crucify some flesh and let's be open to seeing what God's going to do. I hope y'all have a wonderful week and talk to you soon.